This call is being recorded.
You might become aware of your chakra system, seven chakras, with the fourth chakra in the middle, my heart center chakra, and the three below and the three above. To get a good visualization of it, begin at the first chakra at the base of the spine and see that as a beautiful red color. Red sphere of energy. Second, moving upward, orange. Brilliant, bright orange. Third, in the solar plexus area, brilliant yellow. Yellow as the sun. Fourth chakra at the heart center, deep blue green, forest green, healing green. Just above the heart center, a high heart center now. See that as a beautiful magenta color. Very high energy color. The fifth, in the throat area, sky blue. Sixth, in the middle of the forehead, the third eye center, purple or indigo, color of the night sky. And the seventh, the crown chakra, gold or violet or silver. See all seven chakra centers now, all in alignment, perfect alignment, with their respective colors and the respective brilliance of the colors. Make the colors intense, brilliant. And just with your mind, speed the chakras up. If you see them spinning somewhat slowly, speed them up with your mind, with your thinking, your visualization. Now those are the seven chakras. There are 12 chakras for the human body. There are two below the earth, your feet, going down into the earth, and there are three above your head. And the one just above your head that has become awakened in all of you, your soul star chakra, approximately a foot above. And see that as a combination of all of the colors of the other chakras, all of the colors and the intensities of those colors, which coming together will form a brilliant white color. See that soul star chakra now shining brightly. First, it may be just your visualization of this chakra center. As you're looking at it, you may see it as a ball of energy, a ball of brilliant white energy. Now begin to expand it so that it grows and grows and grows. And eventually becomes larger than your physical body. Larger and larger still. See it expanding, expanding all around your home. Not only around your body, but now around your home. Expanding, growing. Expanding out to areas of your community. As it touches other human beings, be it mingling or merging with their soul star chakra. And if their soul star chakra has not been activated, see the activation begin as a result of your activation, your spreading of this light. And expanding and expanding and expanding till it's expanded out, not only in your community, but in whatever city you're in, whatever state you're in, and whatever country you're in. Expanding and expanding until all of the soul star chakras have combined together across the entire planet, connecting as one. And along with this, all of your multidimensional bodies, all of your multidimensional selves, are also now connecting as one. Your soul star chakra is a gateway to your multidimensional selves, connecting you to your higher self and all of the multidimensional selves of your being, connecting all as one, as the source. Now see not only the connection to all those upon the earth, on Gaia, but out into the solar system. See now all of the ships and all of the beings on the ships down here connecting as one. The planet. Sun, all connecting together as one, going out into the galaxy, all of the solar systems in the galaxy, then through the central sun of the galaxy, out into the billions of galaxies. Don't worry about mentally connecting to all. Just know that you are connecting to all. You couldn't possibly mentally connect to all. Just know that you are connected to all of the central suns of all of the galaxies within the universe. Finally, to the central sun of the universe itself, to this universe, knowing that there are many universes beyond this. This central sun of this universe, the source of the universe, the source of your being, connecting all as one, one within the all and all within the one. And know that you literally are the one. Feel the expanded consciousness that you are. Expanded across the entire universe. You may feel you begin to lose yourself in this expansion, but you can't. are one within this expanded consciousness, just as this expanded consciousness is one within you. Now let yourselves begin to drift back out of that expanded consciousness, coming back and come back through all of the central suns if you'd like. Continue to come back from the expanded consciousness back down to the smaller consciousness that you are, a microcosm within the macrocosm. Way back down to the earth, to Gaia, your physical body. Bring this expanded consciousness back in with you, into your physical form, into your astral form, into your etheric form, into your causal body, your mental body. The expanded consciousness coming back in with you. Know that even in your physical body now, you have this expanded consciousness. Come back now into a complete state of consciousness and circulation, fully revitalized and refreshed in your physical form. And I am Ashtar, and I have given you a small sample of what you can expect first within your next advance, but then beyond this, and when that solar flash, the event, the changeover occurs, what you can expect as an expansion of consciousness in those moments. Well beyond what your expectations are at this point. Take what you may have experienced here in this session, this meditation, and multiply it 1,000 times. You will not even then begin to understand or have a glimpse of what it will actually be like. But also know that even though you do these experiences, these meditations, they are focused somewhat on a future event happening. That future event is also in the present event. Even though your three-dimensional physical body and mind are focused on what is coming, know that it is already here. And your expanded consciousness will allow you to understand this concept, how all is one within the now moment. When you understand that, when you feel that, when you experience that, then you will not wonder any longer, when is it going to happen? Because you will already know that it is already happening. There are many projects at work within the Galactic Councils at this time. Many that are being operated by the Pleiadians, many by the Andromedans, the Arcturians, the Sirians, the the Antarians, all the galactic councils working together to bring about this ascension process, not only here on the earth, not only here with mankind here, but out in the solar system and even in the galaxy. Ascension is happening across the entire galaxy. You, those of you, are in the forefront. You are the way showers to bring this event about. Without you, you, the light working community, without you, it would take much, much longer for this process to occur. But because you have come here to bring this into being, to be the catalysts for this grand event, and I use purposefully that term, catalyst, because you are the spark that flames the ember, that flames the fire. You are that spark. Without the spark, there would be no fire. Think on that. Know of your importance. And yes, it is said that one individual, one higher consciousness individual in any given moment can make miraculous change across the entire planet to all of the collective consciousness of man. Just as the one Yeshua, as the Christ, is able to do, or the Buddha, or the many that have come to bring about the various changeovers to the evolution of man. You, those of you, are now here to be those, that catalyst to bring the changeover to the collective consciousness of man at this time. You spoke earlier in your discussion of a discovery that has been made, of an AI influence. That is correct. There are many facets of this program, many that you could not even begin to imagine if you are considering it from a three-dimensional standpoint of your computer systems. You cannot begin to fathom the depth of these artificial programs, or this artificial program that has been slated for a long time to continue to operate here on this planet, to continue to hold the programming here, to hold you within the programming here. Know that this artificial system was not always utilized by the dark forces. It was not intended to be so. But it was co-opted by those same forces to be able to hold you within the programming of fear, within the programming of despair, to keep you ensconced within the third dimensional matrix. But now that that has been discovered by those of the Andromedan forces, they are operating swiftly to dismantle this program. What this means to you, to the collective you here on the planet, means a release of all of that programming. Imagine for a moment if you awoke from your sleep one day and there were no sense of duality within you, no sense of anything of dark nature within you, no despair, no fear, no sadness. That is what awaits you, my friends. That is what this is all about, what you came here for, what we came here for. Bring you to that next stage of evolution. But in order to reach that next stage of evolution, you need to go through a sense of revolution, which is what you are moving through right now. Revolution within your planet. Not in a sense of fear or in a sense of hurting one another. Those times are nearly past. But it's in a sense of revolutionizing the system that has been here for a long time, many thousands of years. Because of this revolution and this evolutionary process, you are now moving closer and closer to that changeover, to that stage that will take you through this evolution of man, to the next glorious golden age of man. And I say purposefully the next because you have been within golden ages previously. This one is about to overtake you. I am Ashtar, and I leave you now in peace and love and oneness and sharing with each other, sharing the light with each other, whenever and wherever possible. I will be with you at your next advance with an important message as well as a dramatic experience for all of you. Peace and love be with all of you.
Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om. Greetings to you. One who serves here, you can now unmute your phone so you can ask your questions. But before you do, we have a question that has come over your email, and we wish to address this. And this is not only for this one who has asked this question, but it is for all of you for the most part here. And it is about the idea that you find yourselves in your 3D experience on a daily basis. You go through your lives and have your various ups and downs and travails and joy one moment and depression the next moment and so on and so on. And you find, though, that you are moving more and more away from any desire to have those experiences. You want to be in the higher vibrations. You want to be in the joy in every moment, not only looking for moments of joy as you have done previously. Be in the joy every moment. Be in the beauty all around you every moment. And you are finding, as you are seeking that within your experience, within your daily experience, you are finding that you are wanting more and more to be around like ones such as yourself that are also wanting to be in those types of experiences. You are finding that you are moving away from those 3D expressions that you have been so accustomed to, such as going to various events where there are many, many people gathered and they are there for a concert or they are there for a sporting activity or whatever it might be. Not that there is anything wrong with attending those, but you are finding that you are wanting to not be around those lower vibrations, you see? And that is what this question was about, and that is what many of you are also questioning at times about this, and wanting to experience being with like vibrational beings such as yourselves. Why you are drawn every week to this group, to this Ancient Awakenings group, so that you can feel the energy. It is not so much what is discussed, although that is interesting, but it is to feel the energy of each other. Even if you are doing this over the phone, as you are still feeling the energy of your family of light here. And when you come together in your next advance, you will feel that energy even many, many times over this. Feeling the family of light that is all of you and experiencing the energy from each and every one of you. This is what you have to look forward to and what you are wanting to experience more and more. Okay? You have questions here now for One Who Serves?
Yes, One Who Serves.
We apologize. We do not have Shoshana with us at this time, as her. We do not want to use the term lower self because it is not so much a lower self, but her alter ego, we will say, is not able to be here at this time. So it is One Who Serves who will answer your questions. You have questions now?
Yes, One Who Serves. Can you hear? Can you
yes.
hear me?
Out and clear.
Hello. This is Lorelei, brother. Hello. Yes, I wanted to ask you about my trip. And I don't know if you heard, I'm sure you heard the explanation of it. But I was wondering a couple of things. How close, was I close to something when I was sitting in that spot with the kind of a cave-like whatever it was? And also, what is these codes that we're getting, that I'm getting musical codes and other people are getting light codes? What are they for? And can you give me any more information on the musical part of it? That seems to be something that I'm working on.
We will answer the second part of that question first, and that is the codes. There are many different codes coming in, those of light codes, music codes, channeling codes that come entrenched within those channeled messages. DNA experience or expansion is what is largely within those codes. And you are receiving these many times without even knowing that you are. Sometimes you are consciously aware of this, such as during your meditations or during various experiences that you may have had. But you are experiencing these codes, these downloads. Many of you have been using that terminology for some time, downloads of DNA codes. And they have been coming in or continuing to come in, to ones that are aware of it and ones that are not aware of it. And it is all about increasing the collective consciousness of all of mankind.
not only those of you, the light worker community, but all of mankind, you see. Now, of course, not all will experience this or are even ready to want to experience this. They are still asleep. And they are the ones that have chosen, you might say, to not be a part of the ascension process directly. Not at this time. We ask you please mute your phones. We cannot continue unless you mute your phones, please.
Whoever's talking about Walmart, your phone is not muted.
We think that they have just been muted here. So we continue here. This is what the codes are about, largely here. And there is some information we cannot give at this time about this because it is a continuing process within this ascension process. So you will receive more and more of this, just as those that have come to be able to work within the light language, even not knowing what that language is or what it is expressing, have come into the forefront more and more here now. It is the same within the music that comes in, not your music that tends to be of lower vibration. We do not speak of that music, but we do speak of higher vibrational music. The music that you hear when you hear this music, you feel heightened expression of consciousness, or you feel a sense of peace or tranquility come over you, or you just simply feel good as hearing these this music. It resonates within you, and that is what this is all about. As to the first part of your question, where you were there, the answer is yes. You were very close to a particular entrance that is there. We are not going to say it was exactly where you were, and we are not going to say it was not exactly where you were. You see, you were not prepared at this point to be able to go any further into there. If you had attempted to do so, you would have been stopped from doing so. You were not at the right vibration for this yet at this point. But that is coming. It is also the same for those others that have traveled there and experienced heightened consciousness as a result of it, but were not quite ready to be able to experience the high vibrations of those within the inner earth there, including this one we speak through, James, and the one Cynthia that went there years ago. They were not quite ready for it at that time either. That is not to say that there are not times ahead where you will certainly be ready for this. Okay, does this answer your question, dear sister?
Almost. Can I ask you a little bit more?
Yes, if it is somewhat quick here.
Okay. Am I meant to somehow, I thought that perhaps I was meant to somehow start to take some pieces out of some songs and put them together in some way for some purpose that would be toward all of our, enhancement. Is that correct?
We would say to you, dear one, if you are feeling a connection here, if you are feeling a guidance to doing so, then who is anyone else to say that it is not something you should not pursue? That is how the only way we can answer that question.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, thank you.
Yes. Would there be any further questions here?
I have a question, one who serves.
Yes.
Hello? Yes. Hi, one who
yes.
serves.
Yes.
I have a question. A light worker, YouTuber named Paul Butler, made a video talking about the Saint German abandoned silver reset on the 11/11. I even shared the video in our website, The Ancient Awakening, and I plan myself to buy to purchase one tomorrow. And he went ahead and said, it's better to purchase the silver tomorrow on the 11/11 when Mercury is transiting. Is anything you can tell us more about that? Thank you.
Is your question about whether you should purchase the silver before or during the 11/11? Is that your question?
Yeah, it's part of the question, but I just want to know more about the silver reset, abundant silver, Saint German silver reset tomorrow, 11/11, and it's a good time to buy it the way he said it. Purchase this tomorrow on the 11/11 when Mercury is transiting.
Again, this is always about your discernment in terms of what resonates with you in those messages that you hear or read about. That is not to say that one way is the only right way and that another way is a wrong way. You cannot say that. We can say, though, that there is much accuracy in the terms of your needing to or would be beneficial for you to do these meditations at these certain gateway times, such as your 11/11 gateway, your 12/12 gateway that will come up, your 12/21 gateway, no one has mentioned that one yet, and then your 1/11 gateway coming in the new year here. All of these are important times to move together as a collective consciousness as much as possible to reach the heightened crescendo that is needed to bring about the change over the event, the solar flash to come to this planet, or actually not only to this planet, but to the solar system and galaxy here. So whether it is good for you to purchase this silver before or during the gateway matters not, because that is timing. That is a sense of you being within your time frame here in your three-dimensional time frame. But as you know, there is no time in the higher vibrational dimensions. So that then becomes something that is no longer necessary to think in terms of time here. Just think in terms of raising consciousness, raising the vibration of the collective consciousness of man. Okay?
Okay. Thank you so much. I love you.
Yes. Would there be any other questions here?
Greetings, Swami Sarf, Moses here. Nice to greet you again. I wanted to inquire about an interesting light that appeared in the sky as the meditation started. I was wondering if you could just clarify whether it was a drone, a weather balloon, or something else, and if it was something else, if there was a meaning to it. Thank you.
Yes, what we can tell you is you as a collective within this group, within your ancient awakenings, have great power that you may not even yet be aware of. Many of you are not aware of this. As a collective here, you have a great power. And when you do these meditations as a group together, you create a disturbance within the force, a good disturbance within the force in this case, you see. And those that are observing around the planet here, they become aware of your light at that time. And this is what occurred here. This is also what occurred at your last advance, when you created the light that you did there, the higher vibrational frequency that was generated there. became those that were observing, those that were high above the planet became aware of your light and were able to then show themselves just as they did. This, incidentally, will happen more and more, and certainly at your next advance as well, as you generate a great power to alter, and we've used this terminology purposefully, to alter the chain of events that can occur as a result of this. Think on that for a while here.
Amazing. Thank you so much.
Yes. Would there be any other questions here? No more? Then we are needing to release the channel here. Before we do, we simply say to you to utilize these words here. Very simple. Forgive, forget, and move on. Forgive, forget, and move on. This is not only for those of you here that are listening to this or that will read these words later. This is for you to share with others. Whenever they are holding on to the past, holding on to grievances, grudges, all of these things of the past, tell them, forgive, forget, and move on. Shanti, peace be with you. Be the one.
Thank you, everyone.